Archie McBride, a bagpipes and brimstone blowhard, spawned of Celts at the narrow end of the River Clyde. A gangling fathom of flesh, all but a gas lamp wrapped in rhino hide. We'd weighing the witching hour to a tenth of a ton. Allow we more at Hogmanay for the handcuffs and a taser gun. He had a habit of killing consonants and vomiting out the vowel, then brutally strangling his syllables into that Glaswegian growl. His mouth could murder Marx or Milton, Burns or MacDowell. In fact, whatever he spilt or spat out of it sounded pretty foul. A pansexual shy-talk we called Father Frottich, due to him spending too much time on the prowl down at the Three Minutes cottage. Waned and weaned on electric soup, a gravity-fed gullet flushing down to an S-bend loop. He got a hijab of hair and a husky dog stare, Cupid-cut lips set into ivory skin, the sort of facial features to fetish a sacred heart to sin. But I remember the other side of Archie McBride, a Mensa man of the cloth who baptized me of sin in an ice water stone trough. When I need a preacher, it will be the blood, fire, and wrath of the one who bellows brimstone, the one I call Scotch Broth.